My hearty greetings to all the nations. I wish that everybody within sound of my voice could capture something of the joy that I feel on this birthday. It is a joy whose keenness is enhanced because, in the larger sense, these far-flung celebrations are wholly impersonal. At least, that is the way I like to view them. A recent writer has put it very well. He wrote this: "It is an expression of our greatest political asset, the enormous fund of tolerance, of goodwill, good humor, and simple human kindliness, which underlies our public life. Here is no trace of partisanship, no taint of social disunity, of economic controversy. There is not any, never has been, the slightest attempt to play politics with the various efforts, the march of dimes, the birthday balls, to raise money for a worthy national purpose. And so the effect of this great celebration is to keep political discussion and partisan passion within the bounds of that neighborly good temper, which is still the chief quality that distinguishes the American electorate from the political masses of the old world. In sending a dime and in dancing that others may walk, we, the people, are striking a powerful blow in defense of American freedom and American human decency. For the answer to class hatred and race hatred and religious hatred is not repression or criticism or opposition. The answer is the free expression of the love of our fellow men, which is the real thing we celebrate on January 30th, 1940. And this morning, a very old friend of mine, a distinguished justice, sent me a note of congratulations, which embodied a new and, I think, a very useful thought for us grown-ups. He said, "The compassionate purpose to which our national tradition now dedicates this day has a profound symbolism. For in a way, we are all crippled children. And we are the more poignant in our disabilities than the immediate beneficiaries. Because we think we are grown up and big and strong, and yet are so often unhumorously immature and unequal to the tasks our times impose upon us." That is a nice thought, because if, as we older people get older, we realize our inability to meet perfection, the happier we can and should be in everything that we do to make life a little better, to use the vehicles of science and cooperation to improve the lot of those who need it most. Today, I think the nation as a whole is aware of and awake to the scourge of infantile paralysis, to minimize its effects, to drive it out entirely in the long run, is, as you know, our primary purpose today. But as the years go on, I hope that these annual celebrations will extend that task, extend the task to the care of all crippled children, no matter what the cause of their crippling. And what a magnificent task this is. More than 25,000 parties being held today and tonight. Hundreds of thousands of devoted volunteer workers in state and county and city and hamlet. To all of them of all ages and representing all callings, I tender my heartfelt thanks for what they've done. To all who have helped through the march of dimes and otherwise with generous donations, I am likewise grateful. Nor can I overlook the thousands of affectionate birthday cards and birthday messages which have so greatly gladdened my heart today. I think I am safe in saying that no nation in the whole world has ever, in all history, put a larger volunteer army into the field on any given date than the army of Americans which tonight is taking part in the defense of American childhood. During the World War, we had nearly 5 million American men under arms. It is safe to estimate that at least 4 or 5 times as many Americans, men, women, and children, are enrolled in this new army which has joined the march to save life and not to take it. It is in that magnificent spirit and with the definite knowledge that we are making sure and steady progress that I say to each and every one of you tonight, thank you and God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have heard the President of the United States speaking from the White House.